This is Dakota Datebook for December 15th. On this date in 1911, the Wahpeton Breckenridge community was still reeling from the events of the previous week. Word-of-mouth versions of the story circulated until the weekly newspapers came out. Richland County Sheriff and popular veterinarian George Doc Moody had gone with two young men to serve eviction papers on a stranger illegally occupying a farmhouse west of Wahpeton. When Moody stepped onto the porch, the man shot him with a rifle, fired at the others, and escaped with their buggy. Mooney managed to fire one shot before dying. One of the young men rode Moody's horse to town to raise the alarm. The killer had made bizarre statements at the door and was thought to be a man recently escaped from the asylum. Wahpeton Mayor Emberly instructed a posse to bring him back dead or alive. They caught up with him near the South Dakota border and ended his life after he ran into a slough and fired at them. Moody's funeral drew people from all over the county. Businesses closed for the service. No one mourned for Moody's killer, except for his family in Nebraska. To them, he was a good man, a son, and a brother. His name was Bert Hudson. Hudson was not an escaped patient, but a farmhand experiencing mental problems after the loss of a family member. His grieving mother and sister wrote a wrenching letter from Nebraska, pleading for Bert's body so they could give him a proper funeral and bury him beside his father and sister. A Grand Forks man had communicated with the family and received the letter. They learned that Hudson's body had been sent to the medical training department of the state university. The sister wrote, "I cannot understand how the body of my brother is still there, but I have heard such things are done." Donaldson's studio in Wahpeton made and sold a postcard titled "The Man Who Shot Sheriff Moody," using the post-mortem photo. Gruesome postcards and newspaper photos of crimes and their victims and perpetrators were commonplace at the time. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Lee Erdrich. I'm Errol Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.